You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
A closer look at what needs to happen before interest rate cuts. For Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. Many on Wall Street expect the Federal Reserve to start cutting interest rates in March, but Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin told Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer that a lot is riding on these first few months of the year.
In a speech on Friday before the Maryland Bankers Association, Richmond Fed President Barkin outlined a number of risks to a soft landing, like if consumers and businesses pull way back on spending or if there's a shock to the economy. After the speech, Barkin told me there's also the problem of businesses that got used to the era of rising prices and want to keep charging more.
They're open to the notion that that era is over, but they're not just going to give it up without having to prove that. So they're trying. And I think this first quarter will be a very important quarter on this. You know, a lot of these price increases happen at the first of the year.
Barkin says those price hikes may not stick if customers refuse to pay them or if competitors start charging less.
If customers and competitors react in ways that mean these price increases aren't effective, then I think this era will be through and we'll get to the kind of stability that certainly I want to get to. But we'll see.
Barkin says the owner of a chain of gyms told him he's raising his fees 9%. Barkin will talk to him again in 3 weeks to see if new members are willing to pay his weighty prices. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There's a new budget deal in Washington. The amount of proposed spending, about $1.6 to $1.7 trillion, depending on how you do the math. That's essentially the same as the previous deal, which cost Kevin McCarthy his House speakership. Congress has 2 weeks to pass the underlying bills and avoid a partial government shutdown. Boeing shares are said to open about 8.5% lower as investigators try to figure out why a piece of fuselage on a 737 MAX 9 jet blew off during flight on Friday. Similar jets are now grounded. On to Las Vegas, where CES, formerly called the Consumer Electronics Show, starts tomorrow. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has a preview.
For 2 years, Americans spent less on consumer electronic technology, but the Consumer Technology Association forecasts that will change in 2024. Spending is set to grow by 2.8% to $512 billion. Small startups and tech giants alike will be presenting in hopes of attracting some of that spending, says Gary Shapiro, president and CEO of the Consumer Technology Association, which runs CES.
Well, you know, we have 4,000 plus exhibitors in 2.5 million net square feet of exhibit space. It's the biggest international event in terms of having people come to the U.S. of any, including sporting events.
At this year's show, expect talk of AI in pretty much everything. Chipmakers will show off processing power that lets users run AI apps on their computers, which are more secure than the cloud. Also on tap, AI in kitchen appliances like Samsung's smart refrigerator and the voice-controlled bidet seat that connects to your smart speaker. You know, just what consumers have been clamoring for. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Many undocumented immigrants in California are now eligible for the state's version of Medicaid. The change is expected to cost $2.5 billion a year, but it could save money too, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains.
For a decade, Jonathan Mejia with St. John's Community Health has been sitting down with low-income immigrants in Southern California, many undocumented, to help them pay for health care.
You would definitely have to explain how the programs work, what the programs require. They're very fearful of enrolling or applying into these programs due to immigration statuses.
In the new year, those conversations got easier now that all low-income undocumented immigrants in the state are eligible for health care coverage.
Now we let them know it's an insurance, so they are able to see a lot more specialists, a lot more providers. If they're diabetic, they can go ahead and see different types of diabetic specialists at no cost.
His network of clinics has signed up 13,000 existing patients for the newly available insurance. And hundreds more who haven't been served by these clinics before are now coming through the doors. Julia Gillette with the Migration Policy Institute says it's a notable expansion.
We have seen other states start to move in this direction, but in most states, people who don't have legal status aren't eligible for public health insurance.
The expansion adds to the $37 billion Medi-Cal program. Some of that expense may bring savings elsewhere, says Stanford's Adrienne Sabatee. She studied healthcare costs among undocumented people in New York City with chronic conditions.
Quite a few of these individuals used actually the emergency department setting for things that could be treated in the primary care context.
To test the impact of primary care, they set people up with doctor's appointments. As a result, fewer people needed to go to the emergency room and were able to
save about $500 in emergency department charges,
which makes sense.
On average, emergency care is more expensive than preventative treatment.
Drishti Pillai is with Health Policy Research Group, KFF. She says researchers have found immigrants actually pay more into the healthcare system than they get out of it.
Whereas for U.S. citizens, the amount that they spend on taxes and on health insurance premiums is less on average than the healthcare that they utilize.
In other words, immigrants, undocumented immigrants in particular, subsidize healthcare for the U.S. born. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.
And I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.